Listener Production.
Hi there, it's Andrew Shaw with you. Things are looking up for Victoria's farmers if the latest Rabobank Rural Confidence Survey is anything to go by. It's starting from a low base, but 36% now have an optimistic view about the upcoming year, compared to just 13% last quarter. And Rabobank's Dacre Pern says that rising positivity is shared right across the board.
I think it generally is. Where we've seen it increase the most is around our sheep producers, and I think they were certainly coming off a fairly low base through that last quarter of last year, so we're looking at 61% of our sheep producers anticipating that conditions will improve into 2024.
A number of organisations have had their say at yesterday's Commonwealth Games inquiry in Gippsland. Eastern Victoria MP Melina Barth says there's been a lot of disappointment over not being able to showcase the region to the world. Morwell was due to host a Games hub before the state government canned the event over cost concerns. Black Dog Ride's annual One Dayer gets underway this Sunday. It's all to help start a national conversation about depression and suicide prevention. Rides start from Seymour and the Latrobe Valley. And Camilo Delgado and his girlfriend Candela Alcanada will be painting a large-scale mural in Maui tomorrow. It's all part of the Show Me Some Art Festival, which is aiming to raise money for Lifeline Gippsland and Better Mental. As Candela tells us, it's going to be a new experience for the pair of talented artists.
I personally never really painted in a festival like this outside of the city of Melbourne, so I'm excited to see how the experience goes. As Camilo said, it's also our first time painting together, so it's a lot of new things for both of us.
There'll also be some entertainment from Powderfinger's own Darren Middleton from Seven at the Moe Town Hall. Shepparton's Adam Uze says he's fairly pleased with Richmond's efforts last night, despite going down to the Blues. The new Tigers coach says there's positive signs.
That should be our standard. We want to be hard to play against. Our team defence was a lot better today. We're more organised. And hopefully, we've left an impression on Carlton.